The following is a paid presentation on News Talk 580 CFRA.
This is the Real Estate and Wealth Show on News Talk 580 CFRA.
Featuring the Bennett Property Shop and Forbes Global Properties. Ottawa's number one resale real estate team, 2019 through 2023.
Dean Roberts with the one, the only, Marnie Bennett, and one of the great salespeople at the Bennett Property Shop, Brett Liscombe. Welcome.
Thanks, Dean. It's good to be back here. Marnie, how are you doing?
Well, we're doing really well. I mean, I'm in Florida right now, but it turns out I think your weather is close to ours, but we're actually 29 degrees. So the weather has finally turned. So, and be prepared. George and I are now becoming pickleball crazy. And Lindsay now is in the traveling team for pickleball. So pickleball is the new thing at the Bennett household. I don't know if you've played it, Dean or Brett.
No, never happened.
No, I've played it a few times. I think it's so comparable to tennis and ping pong, the hand-eye coordination, and obviously Lindsay being an incredible athlete before. It makes it something that's fun, and I think a lot of people get involved with it because there's not a whole lot of running around in comparison to tennis. So it's a little bit more, you know, a little bit more wide range of players play that, I think.
They have, you know, why did they call it pickleball? But it was named after their dog, apparently. And it was made in Australia. And then there's areas called the kitchen and this and that. But it's the fastest growing sport, actually, in the world now. And and as Brett alluded to, it's very easy to have it for different ages and you're rated. So anyway, I'm not a rated player, by the way, but it's good exercise.
but if you had to rate the real estate market in Ottawa right now, Marnie, how would you rate the Ottawa real estate market?
Well, that's a good come on. Like,
you like the segue on that one?
Yeah, I love it. The real estate market, as you know, Brett, you've been super busy. I it is absolutely on fire. I mean, we're talking, you know, year over year right now. I mean, the March stats aren't out yet, but I would hesitate to say that we're probably up about 20 to 25% in sales compared to March of 2023. Now, what we've got to be looking at is, you know, MPAC came out with their studies as well. Of course, the market's leaning again towards, you know, anything below 700,000. That's the hot areas. So, I mean, that's what we've got to be looking at is price points and everything. In fact, what we're looking at is 50% of all the houses residential are selling between that price point. So that is the red hot price point. For condos, what we're looking at is 78% of all the houses selling in the condo market are actually between 300,000 to 500,000. Now, you know, we're going to talk later on the show. I mean, Brett, you're a certified luxury expert. We're going to talk about the luxury market in Ottawa. What we're looking at for the luxury market right now, if you're looking, for example, homes between 1 million to 1.2 million, that represents only 6% of the market. But where we start to really look at things is, you know, and what I look at is normally the high end, the uber luxury, which would in Ottawa would probably be over 1.5 million. We don't see that market starting to happen till later on in the spring and late spring. Why is that? Well, a lot of times the people, first of all, are, you know, away on they travel, they're not at home, but also the properties look nicer, as you can appreciate, when all, you know, the flowers are blooming, the grass, because they have absolutely wonderful landscaping. I know, Brett, you have a fantastic listing coming up that really showcases that price point.
Of course, Marnie. And just as you're talking about the important attributes of a home and why seasonality sometimes is important for some of them, you look at areas like Orleans and Barrhaven and Stittsville, family-friendly neighborhoods. Typically, the spring is a very important time for those marketplaces because the types of buyers that we have are looking to make the moves in that season so they can get sorted out in the summer so they can get their kids in school in the fall. But to your point, when it comes to luxury properties and properties that have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in landscaping, those pools really pop, those flowers and the greens, and they really have a certain amount of value on these homes. And we're talking about some upcoming listings, Marnie, and some of our portfolio with Forbes Global Properties. We have an incredible property coming up at 49 Rebecca and Rothwell Heights. This property has granite exterior. Now, we're not talking stone that's come from you know, a warehouse around in Ottawa. This was handcrafted here on site with literally big pieces of granite handcrafted and placed on the home. And it shimmers so well in the light, especially around sunset. And that's going to be coming to market just under $3 million here in the next couple of weeks. And that's going to be an incredible showcase property for the Bennett Property Shop. And I know we have some other clients right now, especially in the Greeley area, with some brand new construction, you know, hovering around the $3 million mark that we're going to be able to showcase here in the coming days.
Yeah, like we'll talk later on the show, but, you know, we have an incredible luxury division, as you mentioned, and we'll talk about Forbes Global Properties. You know, just to give people a little understanding of where we're looking in market in Ottawa, an average single family home right now in Ottawa is $785,000. But Dean, if you compare that and Brett to Toronto, it's actually Toronto is $1.6 million. I mean, that's a $900,000 difference. Townhouses in Ottawa, the average is about $540,000. The townhouses that we're looking in Toronto, they are nearly $1 million. It's about a $400,000 difference. Condominium apartments, which we've seen an increase. That's the only one that we've actually seen an increase in prices, is the condominium apartments, but they're $423,000 on average, where you're looking at in Toronto, they are $750,000. So you can see the cost of living in Toronto is definitely something that, you know, the government is looking at, and, you know, all the affordable housing. And, you know, we're seeing so much going on now. I mean, real estate right now, it's very popular when you're in real estate because everyone wants to talk to you, right, Brett?
Oh, absolutely. Because I think the market has been a little bit, you know, challenging, and there's been a lot of, you know, information out there that's being provided by media or maybe your neighbor for that matter. So everybody's always curious about what's really going on. And I, as you mentioned, Marnie, at the start of this segment, we were talking about the stats. The stats don't lie. You're right. You know, your opinion, my opinion, sometimes they can be, you know, they can be challenged, but numbers do not lie. And whenever you're looking at where people are going and what their overall sense is on the real estate market, there's a lot of optimism out there. Buyers have realized that the homes are theoretically going to be more affordable, you know, from a carrying cost standpoint. Sellers are looking at the weather and they're looking at the buyers, because the buyers can afford a little bit more. They think their home is going to get a little bit more. So it really is a great time to be in the real estate market. And then on top of it, you have, you know, the aspect from the investors out there, those who own investment real estate. And we're going to get into that a little bit deeper a little bit later on. But, you know, with the new upcoming changes from the province as far as what can be built on properties with regards to coach houses, secondary suites, those types of things, it's a really great time to own real estate.
I just want to say interest rates right now are 4.5%, and we haven't seen that in a really long time, Dean.
Ottawa's most trusted real estate brokerage and knowledgeable broker is the Bennett Property Shop, featuring the number one resale team for the fifth straight year. We know about the importance of working with the best, and that's where the Bennett Pros come in. Lots of mistakes sellers make, and one is not contacting a Bennett Property Shop. 613-233-8606.
This is the Real Estate and Wealth Show on News Talk 580 CFRA, featuring Bennett Property Shop and Forbes Global Properties, Ottawa's number one resale real estate team, 2019 through 2023.
Now back to the Real Estate and Wealth Show on News Talk 580 CFRA.
Featuring the Bennett Property Shop and Forbes Global Properties, Ottawa's number one resale real estate team, 2019 through 2023.
How busy is the Bennett Property Shop? Well, let me tell you, 109 Hallow Circle in Richmond, 6-bedroom, 4-bath, detached family home, sold for over asking in just 4 days. Bennett also sold 1380 Prince of Wales Drive, unit number 609, 3-bed, 2-bath condo. That went for top dollar in a dozen days. And 210 Janka Private in Emerald Meadows Trail West, a 2-bedroom, 2-bath condo apartment, sold for top dollar, of course, in only 6 days, because they chose the Bennett Property Shop. 613-233-8606. If you've never heard our show before, we're on every Saturday at 1 o'clock. And Marnie, I want you to get a plug in for your new show on CTV, which is every second Thursday and Monday. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So it's great. Taylor has been doing a fantastic job. So what we're looking at is the Bennett Real Estate Rundown. So we're featuring neighborhoods. People are loving it. What are the average prices? What are different things that are available? What's going on about the community. So yeah, it's great. We're having a great time and it's in the morning at 7:45 and it's, as you say, Mondays and Thursday. So yeah, Taylor's becoming a little TV rock star there. And of course we know he's going to be a dad any minute. Yeah. So we're all watching our clocks on that. So he'll have to take pointers from Brett. But let's talk a little bit about downsizing. I mean, we're baby boom specialists. And, you know, that's something that we always want to be looking at because Ottawa has a lot of baby boomers. And what we're looking at now, of course, we talk about the inheritance, the wealth also that millennials are getting from baby boomers, older baby boomers. And of course, we call it the silent few. That's the generation that was born prior to the baby boomers. And the wealth is going to be about $1 trillion. And it's going to be happening within the next 5 to 7 years. And we'll talk a little bit about that. Now, if you are a baby boomer right now, most of baby boomers' wealth is in the real estate of their home. And right now, the only thing that I think is tax-free at the moment, but you never know, is that your primary residence, when you go to sell your primary residence, it is tax-free. So there's no capital gains, no business tax on it. So this is something that people are going to be looking at and they bring us in to look and assess. So first of all, what I always say, and I was talking to someone the other day and I said, look, what you've got to do is look at your current home that you live in now and start assessing, you know, are there rooms there that you never go to? Like if you never go to maybe your finished recreation room, maybe your dining room, maybe your living room, like how much space are you using? How many are there? I mean, we have a very large home, George and I, and I mean, I can honestly tell you, I hardly use any of the rooms. And so at a certain time that you want to look at that, maybe you should be looking at, you know, readdressing your lifestyle, start, you know, looking at the taxes and the size of the house. And Brett, we bring in a lot of destagers and declutterers, right, when they're organizing their house, getting ready to go.
It's imperative that your home presents it, obviously, in the right light. And I think, Marnie, to your point, whenever we're speaking about downsizers, especially those who are living in those 4-bedroom homes where, you know, they forget things sometimes or even in rooms or they go into it and the window, the curtains, pardon me, haven't been opened all winter because they just don't use the space. And those are some of the telltale signs that maybe it's you're approaching the period where it's you want to start speaking to professionals about how your home is going to present to the next set of buyers out there and how you can maximize that value. Because Marnie, just as you said, obviously the tax laws are always continuing to change. But right now, the one thing we do know is that your primary residence is 100% capital gains free. So if you sold your house for $1 million, you get $1 million. That's how it works. So if you're somebody out there right now and you're starting to get a feel, because maybe it's not right now, because that's the good thing at the Bennett Property Shop is we work with clients at all different points of the real estate cycle. We work with people who are just starting to have that conversation. We work with those who are trying to sell tomorrow. So if it's something that you are maybe a little bit, I don't know, you want to inquire a little bit more, you want some facts that you can start running some numbers off of, give us a call at 233-8606. We have baby boom specialists who come in, who deal with these types of scenarios and these types of questions on a regular basis, Marnie.
Yeah, like there's a lot of things involved. So George and I, for example, I mean, we've bought properties that if we do decide, you know, and I know our kids would probably like to buy our house because of where it's located, but we have other properties now that George and I have considered that's one level living that if we get to the point that, you know, we don't want to go up and down all the stairs and we have a swimming pool and so forth that we want to be looking at. So when you're working with the Bennett Property Shop, we can give you different alternatives and help you go look at the different choices you have. It could be that sometimes you want an income property. You may want to be looking at a triplex or a duplex, and we can show you how to be a landlord, or we can bring someone in to property manage it. So then you're getting income in and all the time. We also can be looking at perhaps you want to have a bungalow townhome. You know, these are things that are available. Maybe you want to live in a high-rise apartment. Maybe you want to look at your cottage. These are different things that we want to look at. And you know, as you know, Brett, we work with accountants and we have tax specialists as well. You want to be looking at when are you planning your succession plan? Have you been tax wise? Do you know how to make sure none of us like paying taxes? That's for sure. So when we're selling our primary property or if we have investment properties, we've got to make sure, Brett, that we have everything set up properly, right?
Of course. I was with a client earlier this afternoon. afternoon, and he was sharing with me that he's been very, very smart with his money. He has three rental properties that are all multifamily that he doesn't owe any money on, but he also has a property that he's going to be inheriting here in the next, you know, God forbid, the next year or so, that has no mortgage on it also. So what he needs to be able to do is he needs to be able to utilize a series of professionals to create an exit strategy for this hard-earned wealth that he's created over the course of his lifetime. And this is not something, Marnie, that you can just flip a coin and say, all right, this is how we're going to do it. Because there are repercussions and the order in which you disperse of some of these properties. And there's also a lot of tax advantages that can be derived from holding real estate as far as investments are concerned. So if you haven't had these conversations with people and you're looking for people, you know, a trustworthy circle that can come up with a very cohesive plan, you know, the Bennett Property Shop fits into that, because we have been helping people like this for years create generational wealth. And part of creating generational wealth is also figuring out how to get that wealth out. And how do you get it out of the house and into your pocket? So maybe it's putting a line of credit on the home that you can spend from. Maybe it's refinancing it to have access to some of that cash. So Marty, just as you were discussing, you know, you can buy property in Florida or buy a property, you know, on the water. So there's a lot of different ways this can go, but everybody's situation is very, very specific to what their needs are. So, you know, that's what we're here to help with. And that is the one thing that has continued to have our clients coming back and back. And that's why we help families. You know, we help the grandparents, from the parents to the kids, get into the real estate market. And I know, Marnie, you wanted to talk a little bit about that as well, and how we're helping this young generation get into the marketplace.
Yeah, you know, and that's a big thing now. I mean, how do they get into the marketplace? We talked about prices and everything. And they call it that right now, is that you're giving and living. So baby boomers now would like to give while they're living, so that their children or their grandchildren, depending on what age, can start enjoying, you know, building up their property and their financial wealth. And we have estate planners. We have people that handle generational wealth, whether it's setting up a family trust, what kind of investments that we're talking about. I mean, real estate right now, I mean, it's gotten very complicated depending on how much you own, only because the government keeps changing everything. And of course, they're always hungry for money. And so they're always trying to change the different tax implications, Dean.
Rebecca is a very satisfied client with the Bennett Property Shop. She writes, "We have worked with a few agents before, but none have come close to the quality service we received from Stefan Laverne and the Bennett Property Shop, an amazing and friendly agent who has helped us on the purchase of our property. He was always many steps ahead, super organized, knowledgeable, and really went above and beyond in well representing us as buyers and looking out for our best interest. Our purchase was a complex transaction in nature with many parts to it. However, Stefan made it as smooth and headache-free as possible and was always on top of things. He was always quick and available to answer any questions or concerns we had. So grateful we had the opportunity to meet such an enthusiastic agent." They're all like that at the Bennett Property Shop. Even Brett, right? "And can't wait to work with you guys again on our next sale and purchase," says Rebecca.
That's an incredible story right there. Part of what the Bennett Property Shop attracts is it attracts hardworking people. And Steph and his partner, they have done an exceptional job since joining the Bennett Property Shop. They are like sponges. And with the amount of knowledge and the amount of coaching we get at the Bennett Property Shop, we always try to put ourselves, you know, on the cutting edge of what's going to help our clients the most. And I think, you know, that testimony that you just read right there, Dean, is a really great reflection of the service and the attention to detail that the Bennett Property Shop provides.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Brett. I mean, we're so proud to have all these amazing partners. And you know, we always are coaching, learning. We make sure that we're learning from the best. We bring all kinds of speakers in, so we're up to date. That's the difference with the Bennett Properties. That's why we are selling one home every 12 hours right now. That's why we've been number one in the world and number one for 5 years in a row in Ottawa. There is no one that does it better than Bennett.
This is the Real Estate and Wealth Show on News Talk 580 CFRA, featuring Bennett Property Shop and Forbes Global Properties, Ottawa's number one resale real estate team, 2019 through 2023.
Now back to the Real Estate and Wealth Show on News Talk 580 CFRA.
Featuring the Bennett Property Shop and Forbes Global Properties, Ottawa's number one resale real estate team, 2019 through 2023.
I always look forward to the Just Listed list when you guys put it out, Marnie, and this one's very impressive. Let's start you out in Barrhaven Heritage Park, 157 Anthracite Private for $479.9, two bed, two bath. It's a two-story condo. In McNabb, Braeside Townships, 1148 Millridge Road for $1,599,000, seven bedroom, four baths. For more, call the Bennett Pros, 613-233-8606. We're only halfway done on the Bennett Property Shop, Real Estate and Wealth Show with Marnie and Brett Liscombe. What's on your mind for the rest of the way?
Well, I'd like to talk about, you know, we talk about the different specialties that we have at the Bennett Property Shop. And one of the ones that we are, we're luxury specialists. And that is why Forbes Global Properties, I mean, they hand selected us. There's only three brokerages in all of Canada that have been invited to be part of the family of Forbes Global Properties. And as a Forbes Global Property partner, what we're looking at is the high net worth of clients that we're associated with globally. And, you know, I'm down in Florida right now. I'm not basking in the sun. I wish I was, but I work with a lot of billionaires. Actually, I'm in Miami a lot. And this is the kind of things that we're looking for. I mean, we're able to connect people all the time, and it's done very quietly. When you're selling high-end luxury properties, it's very understated a lot of times. And we'll talk about, Brett will address the marketing. But for example, right now, we sell $12 million worth of properties to one client. We have people that are buying $4, $5 million properties. We also have an exclusive network of giving people properties in Turkey. We have, you know, kind of references that we have there. We have people in Miami, as I said, but we also have them in California. That's the difference when you're working with the Bennett Property Sheet. You want to make sure you're working with people. It's very, very exclusive that they have the networking, right, Brett?
It's about the global experience, right? And I think when you look at that type of property, you know, Marnie, the $1.5 million to $3, $4, $5 million properties in Ottawa, the purchasers oftentimes are coming from outside of the city of Ottawa. And what they want to be associated with is they want to be associated with a name that represents quality and a name that represents luxury. And that's why this partnership with Forbes Global Properties is so significant. And when you talk about being understated, a lot of this work that gets done behind the scenes, you know, it's not uncommon for us sometimes to sign NDAs because the clientele that we're dealing with doesn't want to be made public. A lot of these properties oftentimes are purchased in corporations and things like that. So their names aren't revealed. And that's the type of market when you're looking at the uber luxury in Ottawa. But, you know, getting back to those global properties, people come to the Ottawa marketplace and maybe they've dealt with a really high class realtor and, you know, an area like Istanbul, Marnie, that you were alluding to, or California, and they're coming to this area. Well, they want somebody who's on the same level as they are, right? Somebody who's got the same sophistication with regards to the qualities of the properties, an idea of what's going to be able to carry value and what's going to be able to hold that value and appreciate over the course of time. So we're, you know, we're continuously thrilled with what Forbes has to offer the Bennett Property Shop, and more specifically, how it's being able to create, you know, more wealth for our really wealthy clients.
Yeah, like lots of times I get calls and I'm dealing with people in the United Kingdom, for example, that are looking now to transfer over to Canada. And, you know, as I said, I mentioned Turkey the other day. I'm on a phone with Turkey. You're on at 4 a.m, by the way, because the hours, there's different times that we're looking at. They look at us a lot of time because of our market insights and how we analyze the different, you know, sort of the market trends that are going on in Ottawa, the economic indicators. I mean, is Ottawa, Canada, the nation's capital, a great place for investment? Where would you go? What kind of schools would they go to? You know, the safety factor, the education, easy access a lot. Sometimes we have clients with their own helicopters. They're looking for helicopter pads. You know, there's different things that we're looking at. So when we're doing luxury properties, we absolutely have the network that's very, very important. The photography that we bring in is absolutely top level. Because what we're looking at a lot of times when our clients call us that are coming to Ottawa for our luxury properties, they're attracted, of course, first of all, by our global marketing. And, you know, we have the highest a search engine optimization with a Google and so forth. So they find us. We look at their tours. They like to tour the virtual tours. We do Facebook time sometimes with them. They really trust us because of our discretion, our knowledge and everything. And then when we're showcasing their properties for them, they know that they're being well cared for. We offer them property management. We offer them house managers. We offer them different things that they're not getting from a traditional brokerage or someone that, you know, doesn't sell that often. That's the big difference, right, Brett?
And unfortunately, discrepancy amongst realtors and amongst brokerages is wide and when it comes to this particular marketplace. And, you know, oftentimes we come into these situations where we could go, you know, book to show a property and, you know, we don't get a phone call from the other realtor to try to discuss some of the attributes of the property because outside of our sellers, we should know the property better than anybody else. And those attributes that you've gone ahead and you've taken time planning and you've put money into, those are things that need to come across. Because depending on the price point that we're dealing with in the location, there are certain attributes that are going to have an immense value. And we need to make sure that, you know, when we're listing these properties, that we're getting those value adds and we're getting them in the forefront of the conversation. Because, you know, if you're in Westboro, for example, a big yard in Westboro is not a big yard out in Greeley, you know, but those big lots, you have to be able to describe to people what is significant in the certain pockets that you're looking at. You know, like I said, that property that we have up in Rothwell Heights and some of the exclusive properties we have coming up in Greeley, these are properties that are going to be bringing in, you know, the cream of the creme de la creme, so to speak, when it comes to buyers, the people who really want something where when they have people over for dinner, they are extremely proud of their home. It's a little bit of a showcase piece. So when we're helping people design some of these, and Marnie, I know your daughter, Christy, you know, has been played a large role in some of this as well, is that we are helping find really unique pieces that draw the eye. Because we know from a marketing standpoint and from, you know, photography and video, these are things that are going to gravitate and going to grab people's attention because we only get one opportunity to make a first impression.
Yeah, I mean, we have the team, for example, if we find beautiful land and waterfront land, whatever it happens to be, we have the builders, the designers, everyone that can put that together. But where we really, really shine is our negotiation skills. I mean, that's something that is, I think, unparalleled, that no one else has the top level negotiation expertise that we have. And a lot of times, as we talk to in the other section, is about, you know, tax implications. I mean, we're dealing a lot of times, sometimes with corporations, we're dealing with people that are not from our country, that, you know, they're not permanent residents. And, you know, there's all kinds of factors and taxes and everything that, so when we're negotiating, it can get very, very complex.
Marnie, when people talk about negotiating, obviously this is always a big conversation when we're sitting in front of sellers and our buyers alike. Now, what is it that makes a good negotiator? Because everybody always gets that question, right? Oh, you're a good negotiator? Well, how are you a good negotiator? What makes you a good negotiator? What are some of the points that we try to emphasize to our sellers?
Well, I think that's a really good point. So what is a good negotiator? Well, first of all, a good negotiator is when it's a win-win for both parties. I mean, you can't have that someone has been taken advantage of. I mean, you're still going to get top dollar, but at the end of the deal's got to close. So what we've got to make sure is, first of all, that the people that we're working with, and if we are representing the seller, that the buyer that we're working with, we know that they have the money. So we've got to make sure that, for example, that, you know, they have funds that they can indicate to us that they can actually close. So a lot of times we want proof of funds. We want to make sure, because you got to be discreet as well, you know, how much their deposits are. You want it to be a substantial deposit. You also want to make sure that, you know, who is buying it? Is it going to be a corporation? How is that being set up? What is that going to look like? What you also want to be looking at is the clauses that you put into the agreement of purchase and sale, that they are covering your seller, that they make sure that everything is in there. You want to make sure that sometimes, you know, the move date is going to be flexible. Sometimes what we've got to be look at is we call it an irrevocable period. Like how long before we get back to the answer. We have different techniques we use, reverse offers. We have different things that we're looking at. What you also want to be looking at is that all of the, you know, there's different kinds of conditions, as we say, but we want to make sure that they're being taken care of in the right manner. And let's say, for example, there is an inspection being done. We have to understand how we can work that inspection, because sometimes people, not everyone, will use an inspection as a way to have a second negotiation, right, Brett?
It happens on a regular basis, and that's why we prepare our sellers through. Maybe it's pre-inspection, maybe it's having an honest and transparent conversation with our clients about what it is their home has to offer. And oftentimes, everybody's proud of their home. I think it goes without saying, but oftentimes, you know, we have to have that, you know, get down to the nuts and bolts of it and say, look, these are some things that we think buyers may be able in a situation to try to renegotiate. So we either have to take those into consideration in our pricing, or we have to find one of our preferred partners to go and remediate some of these situations. And the Bennett Property Shop has more people at disposal than anybody else.
Getting set for the home stretch of the show. Keep in mind, if you miss a segment or anything on any of our shows, the Bennett Property Shop Real Estate and Wealth Show, replays are available anytime at BennettPros.com. All previous shows are there. You're going to find lots of interesting content as well, and team links that show how the Bennett Pros are a strong, connected team focused on the success of you, the customer, whether a buyer or seller.
This is the Real Estate and Wealth Show on News Talk 580 CFRA, featuring Bennett Property Shop and Forbes Global Properties, Ottawa's number one resale real estate team, 2019 through 2023.
Now back to the Real Estate and Wealth Show on News Talk 580 CFRA.
Featuring the Bennett Property Shop and Forbes Global Properties, Ottawa's number one resale real estate team, 2019 through 2023.
We're back, Dean Roberts, with Brett Liscombe and Marnie Bennett. Marnie, you're going to take us back to your childhood, are you?
Yeah, well, it's just sometimes, you know, what we've got to look in life. And I always talk to people about your journey. Everybody has a different journey in their life and, you know, come from different beginnings. And some people think that I came from, you know, a lot of money, a silver spoon in my mouth, but I came from very humble beginnings. My mother, I was raised by a single mom, and single moms in those days wasn't very popular. That's not something that happened. And during that time, we had a lot of financial struggles. And what I started learning to do, and I used to watch a lot of TV and say, someday I wish I had a swimming pool. You know, you had your own vision board, sort of, I wish I had this and that. And so what happened is I really started learning about budgeting. I started learning about finances because, you know, I really wanted to do well in life. I wanted everything for my children and a legacy, and also helping, you know, people like Brett was someone I met when he was playing hockey with the 67s, and just all kinds of different people. And I was associate professor in the business department at Algonquin, and it was a great course. It was called Success Strategies. And what part of the things that I was teaching there, which I unfortunately, I don't know why they don't have it in the schools, was basically budgeting. It was basically getting to know, you know, when you get, because when you start in life, you don't know what rents are. You don't know how to budget. You don't understand the importance of credit scores. You don't understand down payments, all of these different things that we're looking at. I mean, in the city of Ottawa right now, is some people were, you know, I can't even believe the city of Ottawa did that. They sold, as you know, the unpaid parking tickets and unpaid water bills and unpaid, you know, any kinds of bylaw infractions, and people's credit scores really got affected. I got some calls from some people trying to help them, you know, navigate through that. So what we look at the Bennett Property Shop, and I know Brett helps a lot of people do this because it's, you know, paying forward, it's giving back to people, is educating them with respect to finances, educating them on, you know, some people get in a bit of trouble. They don't understand about financing. They don't understand how to budget, and they get, you know, I've had a couple people lately, I've helped them work this out. So what we look at is something called the 50-30-20 rule. And what the 50-30-20 rule means is you've got to be, first of all, and I said to people, write down what you need to do. It's sort of your fixed costs, like what you have to, your obligations that you have to have. And your monthly obligations could be your rent, your car payments, your insurance. It could be groceries, of course. You've got to be looking at utilities, all the things that you must do. That should be taking after you get your paycheck. That should be 50% of your money should go towards that. Then you have 30%. The 30% is your wants. And maybe your wants are that you would like to have, you know, maybe a special dinners, or you would like certain kind of clothes, or maybe tickets to, I don't know, Taylor Swift concerts, you know, things like that. Those are your 30% of wants. Then you need to have 20% set aside, and that is for savings. Because a lot of times you got to have a rainy day. And I always say to everybody, you should figure out that you can have at least 3 months of, I call it contingencies, or if something should happen, that you have that. And Brett, you have done, and I admire you so much, you've done a tremendous job of understanding how the velocity of money works, right? This is something I know you're like me. We really read about it a lot. What do you think about helping people with the velocity of money and understanding that?
Well, I think the one thing about velocity of money, I think it's sometimes you have to learn from other people's experiences. And I know, you know, I grew up with two hardworking parents who did everything, you know, to make sure that my sister and I had every opportunity possible in life. Now, what we were able to do with those opportunities is we were able to kind of broaden our horizons a little bit. I was able to meet a lot of different people who had special knowledge in different aspects of life. And when I got done playing hockey, I had no idea how to create, you know, an investment real estate portfolio. I had no idea how to find a way to pay down my mortgage faster than I possibly than the average person does. These are things that you're able to learn by speaking to people who've done it. And that's why, you know, Marty, we were talking the other day about you're very much a byproduct of the five people you spend the most amount of time with. And at the Bennett Property Shop, we're very much a family in the sense that we're always learning from other people. And, you know, just as I've learned so much from you and from Greg and from Taylor, who helped me buy my first home. These are things that I've been able to take those little tidbits of information that I was taught and pass them along. Because the one thing that we believe in here more than anything else is you've got to pass the buck to the next person, the next generation. You have to be able to pass on that knowledge. You want to leave things better than you found them. And when it comes to the velocity of money, you can't just have everything right away, right? There are certain steps to be able to attract it. And I'll give you an example of kind of what I'm doing right now. Is that the first home my wife and I ever bought was a townhouse. Now, we put a little bit of money into it. At your advice, we were able to get a really good return on it. At that point in time, we bought the house that we're in now, you know, and that's going to be our forever home. Well, we have the home now. We've been able to put the things in that we always dreamed of. Marty, just like you were talking about earlier, you know, the pool and things like that. And with the equity in that home, we've been able to buy a few investment properties that we've been able to turn into legal secondary dwellings, which is going to help our retirement and is going to help kind of create generational wealth. But the one thing that we've been able to do is figure out how to use the equity in our home to put us in a better space. Right now, with the new bills coming through and the new provincial legislation with regards to, you know, the rezoning coach houses, the third units that you're able to put into places, we're able to take that equity, that hard-earned equity that we've made through our home, and we're going to be able to install that by adding on to these properties that we already own, which are going to create even more cash flow in the future, which inevitably are going to pay for my kids' university, are going to help pay for my daughter's wedding. This is what real estate can be used for. It's such a vessel that can be so flexible, and it can really work towards what's important to you and your lifestyle or your family. And Marty, you have done such an exceptional job, you know, with the investment seminars that we've had in the past, which I know we continue to do in smaller groups these days, you know, and also the staff and the realtors that we work with. It's very important to have, you know, savvy people and people who've, you know, made mistakes, frankly, you know, who've been able to learn from them and put that knowledge to better use.
1 minute, Marnie.
Well, absolutely. So if you're looking for a very caring team and people that, you know what they're doing and then can be trusted, and that's the big difference at the Bennett Property Shop. We would love to hear from you at 613-233-8606. And you know what? It's time to move up the property ladder and time to make your money work for you.
We'll talk to you again next Saturday, and we'll look for Taylor on CTV Thursdays and Mondays. He's a busy guy.
The preceding program has been a paid presentation on News Talk 580 CFRA.